Blog Talk Radio.
I'm born to rainy life. I'm no ordinary person. I'm destined for greatness. Are you born to win? Hey, yeah. Are you born to rainy life? You are no ordinary person. You are destined for greatness. Oh, help me say, help me say.
Born to
rain, say.
Born to rain,
I am no ordinary
person.
Whoa,
whoa. I'm dancing for
sing it like you believe it.
Born to rain.
Born to rain. Circumstances may come to challenge me. Situations may come just to end me. But when they turn me to the left and right, they realize that I am the light. When my brothers look at me and despise me, when my sisters stand to mock and reject me, they'll be surprised that I'm standing strong. And I tell them, look, it won't be long, 'cause I'm born to win. Yes, I am, yes, I am. I am no ordinary, ordinary person. No, no. Sing it like you mean to say. Ooh, na, 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 woyo. I'm no ordinary, ordinary. No, 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 no.
I'm destined for
greatness. Oh, yeah. Yes, I am.
You are born to win. Born to reign in life. You're no ordinary person. You are destined by God for greatness. Well, Father, we come to you this morning so excited and delighted. Excited, oh God, to be in your presence once again. Lord, we know that you are always with us. And we thank you, oh God, for gathering us together again this morning. We thank you for your great plans. We thank you for the answers to our prayers. We thank you, oh God, for all that you're doing. For everything you've given to us, for all that you plan to give to us. We thank you, oh God, that you're a prayer-answering God, that you don't store prayers, you answer prayers. And we thank you, Father. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for sending Jesus to die for us. And we thank you, oh God, for transferring us, delivering us, from the, rescuing us from the kingdom of darkness and transferring us into the kingdom of your dear Son who purchased our freedom with his blood. Jesus, we honor you this morning. We love you. We glorify you. We magnify you. Holy Spirit, we welcome you in our midst this morning. Teach us. Enlighten us. Speak to us. Thank you for your presence among us. In Jesus' name, amen. And the church said, amen. Open your own mouths now and begin to give God thanks. Begin to thank him for your lives. Begin to thank him. Every good thing that has come into your life is from God. Come on, begin to thank him. Even if you're facing challenges this morning, know that you have already overcome. You're more than a conqueror. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. So come on, open your mouth and begin to give God thanks. Open your mouth and begin to give God praise. Thank him for your health. Thank him for your strength. Thank him for your loved ones. Thank him for your wealth. Thank him for your mind that's functioning. No matter what you're passing through, if you had no mind, if your mind was not functioning, you'd be in a different situation this morning. Begin to thank him that your mind is functioning. Thank him for his faithfulness. Thank him that you are able. The Bible says there's no temptation. That means no test, no trial, no challenge has come to you that is not common to man. You're not the only person, but God is faithful. and will not allow you to be tempted, tested, or tried above what you are able. Thank him that you're able this morning. Come on, begin to thank him. Say, I am able. Thank you, God. I am able. In Jesus' precious name, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Father, we return as one man, one voice to say thank you this morning. Thank you, O God, for your faithfulness. Thank you that we are able. Thank you that we are never alone. No matter what we're passing through, we're going through, and you are with us in the midst of it. Thank you, God, for setting us on high above all nations of the earth. We thank you for it. Thank you, God, that we are the light of the world. Thank you, God, we are the salt of the earth. We thank you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. If you have a testimony, hit 1 on your keypad, and we'll give you an opportunity to share. A testimony is just simply tell us briefly what was the situation, what did you do, and what did God do? Amen? Amen. We're going to take our first prayer of Thanksgiving this morning. And our prayer is going to be, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for answering all of our prayers all through our 21-day prayer and fasting. And our scripture is 1 John 5:14-15, 1 John chapter 5, verses 14 to 15. And this is the confidence that we have in him. If we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we desired of him. So come on, let's open our mouths and begin to give God thanks. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for answering all of our prayers all through our 21-day prayer and fasting. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Father, thank you for answering all of our prayers all through our 21-day prayer and fasting. We thank you, God. You're a faithful God. You're a loving Father. We thank you for answering all of our prayers all through our 21-day prayer and fasting. Mighty God, thank you for answering all of our prayers. Pray and thank him from the depths of your heart. God has heard you. He has answered you. Father, thank you for answering all of our prayers all through our 21-day prayer and fasting. Mighty God, we thank you for answering all of our prayers. Lord, you've done it. You've answered all of our prayers. Thank you, God, you have done it. Thank you, Father, you have done it. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for answering all of our prayers all through our 21-day prayer and fasting. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for answering all of our prayers all through our 21-day prayer and fasting. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for answering all of our prayers all through our 21-day prayer and fasting. Mighty God, King of glory, we thank you, Father, for answering all of our prayers all through our 21-day prayer and fasting. Let's thank him in the spirit now. Shantana makosai kasha kai, makosana ekasha koye, shantana kosakai, shanana koko ekashae. Lord, we thank you for it. Eko mai kasa kakai, no koko ekashana kai, shantana kosai kai. Lord, we thank you. We praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. I'm going to come to you now, the last four digits of your number. Is 5976. When I come to you, simply tell us your name, where you're calling in from, and share with us your testimony. What was the situation? What did you do? And what did God do? Good morning, 5976. You're on the air.
Good morning. It's Laverne from Jersey City.
Hey, good morning, Laverne from Jersey City.
Good morning. My testimony, I just thank God for just another day. And my testimony is there was an estrangement with my sister and I. I was almost going back 2 years. And in this 21-day, God has just worked wonderfully and with us, because just before the new year came in, we still weren't on the same page. And you know, as I just did my part and was looking forward to the 21 days, and for me, the fasting was social media, just staying off my Instagram account, and just concentrating on God and just, you know, being more intentional. And that was the recurring word for me to be intentional in this space, not be a casual Christian. And I started to pick up some books that I've had in my iPhone for a while, and one of them was the How to Hear from God by Joyce Myers, and just started going through that. And slowly by surely, within last week, my sister reached out to me, and she sound good because she's just been struggling with things, and we've just been talking. And nothing else, at the end of the call, there was this inner peace, and I was just able to just tell her I love her. And if nothing else happened, I know that peace right there was complete. And then she called me yesterday to tell me she had found housing, and she was on the path of just getting herself situated. And it just full circle in that space. And I can't even begin. I really wanted to call you yesterday because I was just so excited about just going in this and just doing my part. And then, I mean, the list is long. That's my sister. And then, you know, I was talking to a friend I knew since we were kids, and, you know, she doesn't necessarily have a personal walk with God, but there was some stuff going on with her life. I was able to just partner with her in that space, and we just had a beautiful conversation last night, and I was like, okay, God, that's what we needed to go through for her, for us to have this conversation. Again, this is a young woman I knew since we were kids. It was so authentic and just so beautiful that I just feel like it's changed the trajectory of our relationship going forward and just make us grow as we've been kids and friends since kids. So I just want to again thank God. I want to thank this call for just, again, staying steadfast in this faith, and God be the glory for all things.
Amen. Amen. Well, I'm excited for you, and make, you know, your testimonies are permanent, and those relationships shall continue to grow and grow stronger and stronger in Jesus' name. Love you, darling. God bless you.
Love you. Thank you.
That's awesome. That's awesome. All right, we're going to come to you. The last four digits of your number is 8226. Tell us your name, where you're calling in from, and you'll share your testimony. Good morning.
Good morning, Hazel. Good morning. This is Debbie from Cleveland. I have a dear friend, daughter who moved to New York, and she was very distraught because she didn't get work, and she had a big interview. She had a couple of interviews, but she had a big interview coming up. So she called, and we talked at length, and then we prayed. And the next week or so, her interview, she said, was awful, but she got another call for another job.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Look at God.
That's right. Well, to God be the glory, and God bless you for standing in the gap.
Yep. Okay.
Amen.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for sharing. God bless you. Bye-bye. Amen. I love it, you know. One job didn't come through. It looked bad, but God was right there. You know, sometimes you go through a test, you know. Sometimes you go through a test. And if you stand steadfast, he will always deliver. You know, the Lord was showing me that with Joseph, right? Joseph went to a test. You know, that was 7 years. He had a dream. He heard from God, you know. But there was that testing time. You know, there was that period when it looked like nothing was happening. And that's oftentimes when a lot of people give up and start saying the wrong thing. But that's when we've got to bite down on it. I want to come to you now, the last four digits of your number. Is 2417. Tell us your name, where you're calling in from, and share with us your testimony. Good morning, 2417. You're on the air.
Good morning. This is Perry from New York.
Perry from New York.
Hey. Talking about jobs, I have a job coming up in Denver, and I'm going to be leaving on the 10th. Those of you that don't know, I'm an actress, and so I'll be out of town and working in Denver from the 10th to April 14th. But it's not paying as much as I would like it to pay. But I said, well, it's the only thing I got, so I'm going to go with it. And another friend, she got an audition for a job in Denver, and it's a short job in Denver, And it's paying nicely, and it's at a really, really nice venue, Denver Center for Performing Arts. And so she couldn't, they weren't bringing people to come in to see a lot of auditions. They just said, send in a videotape and for their consideration. And so she asked me, would I videotape her? And I said, sure. So she needed somebody to read against her. And so the camera is on her, and I'm just giving her her prompts so that she can say her lines because it's her audition. And and after we were through, she said, they might want you to come in. They might want you to submit an audition tape too. I said, yeah, right, that ain't going to happen. Well, she sent it off, and they told her she was fabulous. She was hilarious. Oh, yeah, we're going to hire you. But who was that that was reading with you? And she said, oh,
praise
that was
God.
My friend Perry. And they said, do you think she'd like to audition too? We love the way she sounded. And so she told me that. And so I sent in an audition tape. And I said, you know what? I'm going to be in Denver anyway with another job, so I probably won't be able to do this. And they said, well, when are your rehearsals? And I said, as it turns out, I'm rehearsing in the evening from 5 to 10 every day. And my off day is Sunday. Usually it's Monday for most theaters, but I said it's Sunday. And they said, well, our rehearsals are in the morning from 11 to 4. And the actual job is going to be in the afternoon at 12:30 on three different days. And so it just fit perfectly, and I booked
wow.
it. So I'm going to be working two jobs, and that's the extra money that I would have liked the other job to pay more. So
wow.
I was thrilled. She said they might want you to audition too, and they did.
Wow. That's
Yay.
The supernatural hand of God. The God
Yes, it is.
Congratulations, my girl. Congratulations.
Thank
God.
You.
You see how God is working? These are the beautiful things, you know? You don't know how, you know? You don't know how. And despite what she said, because you guys heard what she said, that ain't going to happen. You know, God is a merciful God, isn't he? You know, she going to let that come out her mouth as long as she's been coming to this call. But anyhow, God gave her favor anyway, right? Let's say all together, thank God for mercy. Amen and amen. Well, I have a testimony. You know, I had auditioned. You know, I too am an actress like Perry. And I had gone up for a project with Nickelodeon. And I forgot all about it because it was actually October of 2018. But do you know that during the 21-day fast, out of the blue, the divine blue, and there I was taping this project on January 24th, like just a couple of days before the 21-day fast ended. So I want to give God thanks for that miracle job. And then one of the other testimony is a casting agent who had put me in my first film. And I always, you know, remember her, Bonnie Timmerman, you know, always keep her in my heart. And do you know, one of my agents called me up to tell me she's looking for me. Make a long story short, she called me up, wants to, and connected me with a project that's going on that she just thinks I'm perfect for. You know, it's just God putting you in people's minds. The way that came about is completely supernatural, completely supernatural. And then the other morning, got an email from PayPal. Somebody gave us, the only way I can describe this gift is was a supernatural blessing, the most generous offering. I'm still like stumbling. When I looked, I couldn't believe it. It was like, wow, God is a faithful God. And so I want to give God thanks for all the testimonies we've heard. I want to give God thanks to the heart that he touched to give us such a generous offering. And you know what it said to me was, wow, people believe. They know that this is real and their lives are being touched and they're showing it. So I just want to give God thanks for that extraordinary gift that someone gave to us, one of our partners here gave to us. I'll keep your name anonymous, but we want to just give God thanks for all of that. And what did I do? You know, we always say, what did you do? What did you do? And what I've been doing and continue to do is kingdom advancement prayers, right? Tithes and offerings. You know, I tithe as an individual. I give offerings as an individual. And this ministry also gives tithes and offerings. kingdom service, you know, every opportunity I get, whatever I can do to advance the kingdom of God, I'm doing that. The prison visit, I'm doing that. Sharing the word here, sharing the word with, you know, the lost, I'm doing that. Winning souls, you know, winning souls, nurturing them, establishing them. And so there's always what to do. There's always what to do. So as we do our part, God will always be faithful to do his part. And so we give God thanks for this harvest of testimonies. Amen and amen. Go through, I want to take us through this teaching very quickly. But before we do that, let's just take our offering.
If this ministry is a blessing to you, become our partner. Visit HazelGoodmanMinistries.com and sow your love offering. You will be richly blessed. Jesus is Lord.
All right. We're going to be looking at covenant keys to securing answers to our prayers. We have prayed, right? 21 days of prayer and fasting. You have been answered, right? 1 John 5:14-15. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he heareth us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we desired of him, right? And so we have the answer to our prayers. God has answered our prayers. Now, it's for us to secure it. The essence of prayer and fasting is to get answers. The essence of prayer and fasting is to get answers. Matthew 21:22. And all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. Mark 11:24. Say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, not after, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. And finally, 1 John 5:14-15 again. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we desired of him. So now, come on, let's look at what we must do now. Now that we have prayed, God has answered, what are we supposed to do now? Is it back to business as usual? No. Is it back to being, you know, as our testifier said, that we say here, a casual Christian? No. Number one, be thankful. Number one, be thankful. Your prayer has been delivered. In the realm of the spirit, your prayer has been delivered. In the realm of the spirit. Therefore, after you have prayed by faith, you give thanks to receive your delivery in the physical. You give thanks to see the physical manifestation. Because I know as we were praying that prayer, thanking God, I know that the devil is telling many of you, well, I don't see it yet. I didn't get an answer. And so you were praying, if you were praying it at all, half-heartedly. You were thanking God half-heartedly. Because then your mind is telling you, I don't have it. I didn't get an answer. Well, this hasn't happened, and that hasn't happened. The devil is a liar. Philippians 4:6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And finally, Hebrews 10:36. For you have need of patience. That word patience means endurance. It doesn't mean you sit down, fold your hands. That's not patience. Endurance, you're steadfast. You're not wavering inside of you. You're unmovable. You're unshakable. You're believing. It's acting. For you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. What's the will of God? 1 Thessalonians 5:18 just told us. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Thanksgiving is the will of God. Therefore, give thanks. So you have prayed for 21 days. You've made your requests. You've broken them down into 3 days. Now you're thanking God for the answer. You're thanking him. You're rejoicing. Number two, be joyful. Whatever you allow to steal your joy will steal your breakthrough. And the enemy knows how to come for joy. Whatever you allow to steal your joy will steal your breakthrough. Joel 1:12. The vine is dried up and the fig tree languisheth. The pomegranate tree, the palm tree also, and the apple tree. Even all the trees of the field are withered. Why? Because joy is withered away from the sons of men. Without joy, you cannot see your harvest. Joy, with lack of joy, will wither away your blessing. Nobody wants to be around you if you're not a joyful person. Things start drying up and stagnating around you, and you grow weaker and weaker. Why? Because of the absence of joy. Nehemiah 8:10. The joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength. And Hebrews 12, verse 2. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses to the life of faith, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up, and let us run with endurance the race God has set before us. We do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith. Because of the joy awaiting him, he endured the cross, disregarding its shame. Now he is seated in the place of honor beside God's throne. Think of all the hostility he endured from sinful people. Then you won't become weary and give up. That's Hebrews 12:2, New Living Translation. So God, knowing what was before him, Jesus Christ, knowing what he came to do, knowing what was before him, he endured the shame, right? Because of the joy that was awaiting him. And so you don't look at the situation. You stay in joy. You stay in praise. You stay in thanksgiving. Father, because God cannot lie. God cannot lie. And so you have to stay in joy. You have to activate your joy. You can't. Joy is not based on a happening. People say, oh, I'm happy. You're happy because of a happening. But what happens to you when there's no happening? No. Joy is based on God's word. Joy is based on the promises of God. God has told you things. He has made promises to you. And so your joy, the joy of the Lord is your strength. You reflect on what he has done. You reflect on testimonies you have heard. You sit down and you read the books of those with the proofs, the teachers with the proofs. And let your joy be full. Number three, be praiseful. Number three, be praiseful. Now, you got to write this down. I hope you're writing this down. Because you need to write these steps down and have them where you can see them all through the year. Have them where you can see them all through the year. Every day, you need to know these steps. Know them by heart. Memorize them. And have them available to you. Whatever you look at on a daily basis, you need to have these steps written down right there. Be praiseful. Prayer is your spiritual seed. Praise is the water that nourishes and brings forth the harvest. You understand? Prayer is your spiritual seed. Praise is the water that nourishes and brings forth the harvest. Psalm 67, verse 5 to 7. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase. And God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Psalm 34, verse 1. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Keep on praising God. Keep on giving God thanks. Keep on worshiping God. Thank you, God. You've got to be praiseful. You've got to be praiseful. You've got to be have a song in your heart at all times. You know, the world is dark. There's always something going on. There's always a reason to complain. You've got to stay in praise and thanksgiving. It is a discipline. It is a spiritual practice that you must discipline yourself with. Be praiseful. Be joyful. Be thankful. Those are the number three, the first three. Be thankful. Be joyful, be praiseful at all times. Number four, keep speaking to the reality of your answer. You hear that? Keep speaking to the reality of your answer. Declare it. Say it. You can only have what you say. If you can't say it, you will never see it. Hello? God can only confirm the words you have spoken. God can only confirm what you've spoken. Why? Because he told us death and life is in the power of the tongue. Proverbs 18:21. right? And Matthew 12:37, by your words you are justified, by your words you are condemned. You have to speak it. You have to speak it. You have to keep speaking to the reality of your answer, giving thanks for it, being joyful for it, declaring it. You have to speak it. It may not look like it. It may seem foolish to others. That's not your business. But you have to keep speaking it. You have to keep whatever it is that you're believing for, you have to keep speaking. Keep speaking what God has said. You know, what I love about faith is that faith is the master key, right, to everything. Hebrews 11:1, right? Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So it's by faith that you declare. It's by faith that you're calling it for. It's by faith that you're thanking and praising. It's by faith that you pray. It's by faith that you put yourself through a 21-day fasting and prayer, right? And by the way, we fast every Wednesday, the Winners Family Worldwide, every Wednesday, so you can make note of that. Every Wednesday we fast, you can start your fast from midnight Tuesday night. And, you know, at our church, our service is at 7 o'clock, so generally you break it after the service, but you can also break at 6 p.m., at that time. And, you know, just have your communion ready. That can be a little piece of bread and some water. It's by faith, right? You see? So I have so much to say about faith. Faith is the bottom line. You understand? Faith is the bottom line. And you know where a person's faith is by what they're saying, by what they're speaking. So you have to keep speaking it, keep declaring it. But it's because you've seen it in the Word. You've seen what he has said. You've seen what he has promised. I think of the testifier that's reconnected with her sister. The Bible says in Psalm 133:1, behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. And so that would be a word that she would stand on. Lord, let there be unity in my family. Father God, in the name of Jesus, let there be unity in my family. Let there be unity with me and my siblings. Let there be unity with me and my loved ones. God, in the, you understand? And so you begin to declare that. Thank you, God. So somebody said, well, how's your soul? Oh, thank God, all is well. We're working together. Everybody's united. Now, listen, somebody may be someplace, you ain't heard from them in forever. And somebody might think, oh, that's a lie. It's not a lie. You are declaring what God has said. You are declaring what God has said. You are declaring. You see, too many people like to talk the situation. And the more you talk the situation, that's what you have. You talk what God has said. He said all things are working together for your good. So how are you? Thank God all is well. Everything is working for my good. Meanwhile, everything is scattered. You know, things are up in the air. One is down on the ground. But you're not talking that. It's because you come to understand, you know, death and life is in my tongue. I've got to call it together. Oh, so how you feeling? I know you've been going through that illness. How you feel? Oh, thank God I'm getting stronger and stronger. Man, God has done it. God has done it. In fact, anybody asks you anything about anything that you're waiting on, just simply tell them, God has done it. You hear me? God has done it. Just simply declare, God has done it, and be rejoicing. Mark 11:23. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Do you see that? Let's listen to that again. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say, not pray unto the mountain. People be praying to the mountain. Oh, mountain, please move. No! You tell the mountain to move. Pray. Pray to God, but you speak to the mountain. You say to the mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea. Now listen, and shall not doubt in his heart. How is that possible? Because why? He's got the word in his heart. This is not some egoic shouting that you're doing. Your shout is based on what you have seen and what you have imbibed by the word. That's why there's no doubt in your heart. And the beautiful thing about faith is that you can school yourself into it. The more you say it, the more it becomes you. The more you say it, the more you declare it. Because faith is the bottom line. It's the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So you've got to keep declaring it. But the beautiful thing about faith is you can school yourself into it. Your faith may not be as large as this person's or that person's. It's okay. We'll grow. as you keep speaking it, as you keep declaring it. You can school yourself into faith. And shall not doubt in his heart. Why? Because he's hid the word. The word of God is in his heart. But shall believe that those things which he saith, say it again, shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he saith. It's three times in there to say. Say to the mountain. Believe those things that you've said will come to pass. Then you're going to have what you say. And so whatever you say is what you're going to have. So we have to be very conscious of what we're saying at all times. Be very conscious of what you're saying at all times. Be very conscious of what you're saying at all times. Because many times you're eating, the experiences you're having currently are based on what you've said in the past. Mm-hmm. God is a merciful God, so we don't get everything we've said. Hello? God is a merciful God, but you have to be conscious of what you're saying. Isaiah 44, verse 26. Isaiah 44, verse 26. That confirmeth the word of his servant. And performeth the counsel of his messengers, that saith to Jerusalem, thou shalt be inhabited, and to the cities of Judah, you shall be built, and I will raise up the decayed places thereof. Now listen, he confirmeth, the first thing it says here in this Isaiah 44:26, that confirmeth the word, he confirmeth the word of his servant. And so if he confirmed the word of his servants, how much more his sons and daughters? Right? How much more his sons and daughters? So God will only confirm what you say. You've got to be conscious of what you're saying. Because you will have whatever you say. Number five, keep acting your expectation. This is important. Keep, for the Lord is a God of knowledge. And by him, actions are weighed. By him, actions. You could say anything, but what you're doing. James 2, verse 14. James 2, verse 14. Let's listen to that in the New Living Translation. What good is it, dear brothers and sisters, if you say you have faith, but don't show it by your actions? Can that kind of faith save anyone? What good is it, dear brothers and sisters, if you say you have faith, but don't show it by your actions? Keep acting your expectations. I love this testimony I heard. I love this testimony, man. This woman was praying for the fruit of the womb, you know, wanted to have a child. And, you know, went through the 21-day prayer and fasting and, you know, got these very same instructions, you know, be thankful, be joyful, be praiseful, keep speaking it, and keep acting your expectation. Now, what am I going to do? How much? So she started washing, you know, got baby's clothes, right, and started every day washing her baby's clothes and putting them on the line. The drive is in Africa, right? And those of you from the Caribbean, you know that, right? Washing things, hanging them out on the line to dry. And every day she would do that. And so, you know, the neighbors started to look at her like, okay, this one has lost it because we ain't hearing no baby. Ain't no sound going on. Ain't no. We ain't heard her go to the hospital. We ain't seen her come home with nothing. What's she washing and hanging stuff up every day for? She kept on doing it. First week. Second week, third week, and month. You know what that is? To be washing stuff and hanging it out with markers? Because in some cultures, particularly African culture, you know, not having a child to be barren is a curse, you know, because the Bible tells you there shall be none barren among us. And so that's taken very seriously. You know, you're married, you must be fruitful. You must be married and you must be fruitful. Those are blessings that they're very, you know, strong on. And she kept on doing this thing every day. Third month, nothing ain't happened. Fourth month, nothing ain't happened. 6 months. Tell me, you know what it is to be washing for 6 months? 7th month. 8th month. In the 9th month, she started to have pains. Rushed her to the hospital. The woman was ready to give birth. Do you hear what I'm saying? Do you hear what I'm saying? No sign. Never lost her period. Stomach not showing in any way, no indication. But in the 9th month, pain started. Rushed to the hospital, a fully delivered, healthy baby. Do you hear what I'm saying to you? And you know, it was so deep. I was sharing that testimony with someone, and it's so funny because she said, oh my God, yeah, because I had a friend in high school. She got pregnant while we were in high school. And she was, you know, a heavy set girl and got pregnant, but didn't know it. She didn't know she was having a baby. We were all going along doing what we do. She didn't know she was having a baby. It wasn't until just like this, around the 9th month, she started having pain. They took her, found out she had a baby.
That baby's grown today and has her own baby now.
You understand? But if this woman had been crying and miserable, saying, well, not, you know, nothing's happened yet, she was acting her face. She was acting, and she acted out in a brutal way. Because to be in public hanging out clothes, and you got neighbors on the right, neighbors in the left, everybody knowing nothing happened, you singing and hanging out clothes, bringing them in, folding them up, putting them back out the next day, washing them. You know what that is? Man, that's faith in action. That's what that is. Faith in action. Come on, let's stop right here and pray. Pray this prayer. Lord, what action should I take by faith? Whatever it is that you're looking at, whatever that prayer point is that you're looking at, it has already been done. God has already delivered it. You see, it was her faith that brought that baby forth. It was her faith that brought that baby, because she could have lost it at any time. She could have lost it at any time. At any time during that 9 months, she didn't know what was going on. She could have lost it, being miserable, being unhappy, stalking, oh, I wish, I hope. But she was acting it out. So ask God right now, Lord, what action should I take by faith on this matter? Come on, pray that prayer. Lord, what action should I take by faith on this matter? Come on, pray it in the spirit. Pray it with your understanding. Lord, what action? There's always what to do. Lord, what action should I take? Lord, what action should I take on this matter? Lord, what action should I take? Begin to thank him. Father, we thank you for it. Mighty God, we praise you for it. King of glory, we worship you. We honor you. We glorify you. In Jesus' name, amen. In Jesus' name, amen. You see, that testifier who got that job, what was she doing? She was helping somebody else get their job. And she wasn't doing it half-heartedly, obviously, right? She was putting herself into it. So she was giving the same amount of energy to the audition for her friend as if it was she who was auditioning. So what happened? They heard. You see, when your heart is good, and when you're doing, you see, you know, that's why the Bible says in Isaiah 1:19, if you be willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. Many of us are obedient. We do things, you know, you've been trained in religion for such a long time, and you have to break that pattern, because what happens is you're doing your tithe religiously. You're doing offerings religiously. You're going to church religiously. You know, you may even be reading your daily devotions. It's like routine. You're in a routine. And so that's why you don't see anything shifting. But you've got to do it from your heart. If you're willing, you've got to do it willingly. So she was willingly giving herself to that audition for somebody else. She's not on camera. They're not seeing her. But this awesome God that we serve, this humorous God, this supernatural God, you ain't got to be in front of the camera. I will open their ears to hear you because of how you're serving. You understand me? Because of how you're helping somebody else. And I know her personally. She's also, you know, she comes to church with me. She goes to church, and I know she loves God. And, you know, Kate, I was even surprised to see her the other night at One Night with the King. That was a long one, man. But she was there, praising God. Didn't blink an eye. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. This is exciting, you know. It's exciting because the ball is in your hand. Everything is, it's up to you. It's up to me. You know, don't look at the situation. Don't look at, just be giving yourself willingly. I remember Hagen shared a testimony that, you know, when he had gone into field ministry, God had told him to go out into the field, you know, leave the pastoral ministry, you know, where you, everything is provided for. You got your house, you got your this and da, da, da. And now he's in field ministry. So evidently, you know, you kind of make your own provisions and wherever the church invites you, you go and so forth. And he said, oh, my God, that first year was a struggle. because he was used to having things provided, you know, this and that. But now he's out here trying to do it on his own. And he said he went on a 3-day fast. And on the third day of the fast, he went before the Lord, you know, to present his case. You know, the Lord tells you to come boldly before the throne of grace, you know. And so he went to present his case. Lord, you know, you sent me out here. I obeyed. I'm out here. But it's hard. You know, my kids are not well fed. You said if we be willing and obedient, we'll eat the good of the land. We're not eating the good of the land. My kids are not well dressed. My car is worn out. What's going on? You know what God said? He said, you were obedient, but you're not willing. He said, man, I got willing in 10 seconds. It don't take long to get willing because he understood what God was saying. Yeah, you're doing it, but it's all on rote. There's no joy in your heart about it. You're not excited about doing this. It's kind of like, okay, God, you said do it, so here's my offering. Okay, you said do it, here's my tithe. Okay, well, you know, we're supposed to. But there's no joy in it. There's no excitement about it. You're not doing it willingly. And so there's no blessing. There's no blessing. And that's why a lot of times we don't see miracles. We don't see signs and wonders. There's no joy in it. Man, this woman was hanging out those clothes with joy. You know what I'm saying? And she ain't seeing nothing, but she's doing it. She's getting ready. I'm having a baby. I don't care what they said. Listen, I pray God answers prayer. He said there shall be none barren among us. No doubt she had the scriptures. And what happened? That baby had to come. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Number 6, remain steadfast. Remain steadfast in your stewardship. Don't ever give up. God is faithful. Remain steadfast in your stewardship, in your service to God, in other words. Don't ever give up. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58. So, my dear brothers and sisters, be strong and immovable. Always work enthusiastically for the Lord. For you know that nothing you do for the Lord is ever useless. And then John 15:16. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit and that your fruit should remain. That whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. You have not chosen me, but I've chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit and that your fruit should remain. That whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. And what's he talking about? You go forth and tell others about Christ. Go forth and invite others to the call. If this call is a blessing to you, go forth and tell others. Invite them. Keep inviting them. Write down the people that you think, oh, they're going to be blessed by this ministry. They're going to be blessed by this call. Write the names down and begin to pray and ask God to touch their hearts. Oh, it's too early. Whatever the excuses may be that they come at you with. Begin to pray for each of them. No, this one needs this and this one wants this. Begin to pray them in. Invite them to your church if your church is an enlightened church. If your church is an enlightened church, you can invite them in. And then you nurture them. You don't just invite people. You have to nurture them. You have to nurture them. You have to check up on them. You have to encourage them. You have to see how they're doing. You have to share with them. Make time to talk to them. You understand what I'm saying to you? So it's not just, oh, invite them and leave them. It's invite them. Okay, did you understand what she was saying? Did you get that? Okay, but listen, this is the scripture. We'll go over this. Because sometimes they come, they may not get it. You bring people to church, they may not get it. They know there's something there, but you have to nurture them until they can now walk for themselves, until they start to run. But God didn't just call you to give you your blessing for 21 days and then you sit down and fold your hands. That is a dead Christian. We must not be that. You listen, write this down. Before the end of this year, you must have the names of those who you've led to Christ. Not just led to the call or led to your church, led to Christ. Who are you praying the prayer of salvation with, people? This Christianity is not just for you to get stuff and sit down. Who are you telling about Christ? This is why we don't see the signs and wonders and the miracles that you're supposed to see. This is about sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ, the power of God with others. It's not about just keeping your mouth shut. Who are you inviting to Christ? Who are you leading to Christ? How have you prayed? Who did you pray the prayer of salvation with last year? I'm going to be reminding you of that all through this year. You've got to be praying the prayer of salvation with people. It's not just because if you multiply, then you're going to see things multiply in your life. Your faith will multiply. Things will multiply. But you cannot just be you. No, I can't take it. Oh, gosh. That kind of Christianity is so dead. It's so dead. And everybody wants something, but they're not telling, nobody's telling anybody. Reaching out to the lost is what Christ came for. Reaching out to the lost, not just to get you your stuff, but reaching out to the lost. And finally, number seven, refuse to stagger. Oh, shana makasakaya. Listen, one day on the 27th day, back, like right near the end there, maybe that last 3 days, and I was doing those last 3 days, last 6 days, like no breaking, you know. Man, and I woke up one morning and I just heard so clearly, all I heard was stagger not. Man, it was, as I opened my eyes, I heard stagger not. And I went to look at that scripture, man. Hey, refuse to stagger. That's Romans 4, that's 19 to 21 with Father Abraham. Listen, and being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not. That was where God was speaking to me from. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. He staggered not, refused to stagger, refused to stagger. Whatever you've pressed in on for these 21 days, whatever God has answered, he's already answered it. Don't stagger. That woman hanging out those clothes, man, she refused to stagger. She refused to stagger. Hallelujah. James 1, 6 to 8. Let's listen. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Refuse to stagger. Come on, say it with me. I will not stagger. Come on, say it again. I will not stagger. And in the mighty name of Jesus, no, you won't. Let's pray this prayer. Let's pray prayer number 10 from the 2019 I Have Dominion Intercessory Prayer Guidelines. And the anchor scripture is Acts 9, 34 and 35. And Peter said unto him, Aeneas, Jesus Christ, make it thee whole. Arise and make thy bed. And he arose immediately. And all that dwelt at Lydda and Saron saw him and turned to the Lord. So let's pray prayer number 10. Father, in the name of Jesus, let there be territory dominating signs and wonders in this ministry this year, thereby drafting influx of abiding multitudes into this ministry. Come on, let's pray that prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, let there be territory dominating signs and wonders in this ministry this year, thereby drafting influx of abiding multitudes into this ministry. Come on, pray from the depths of your heart. Father, in the name of Jesus, let there be territory dominating signs and wonders in this ministry this year, thereby drafting influx of abiding multitudes into this ministry. Let's begin to thank him for it. Lord, we thank you for it. Father God, we thank you. We thank you, God, for territory dominating signs and wonders in this ministry this year, thereby drafting an influx of abiding multitudes into this ministry. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Let's pray this prayer. 2:19 is the scripture, anchor scripture is Daniel 2:19. We're going to pray prayer number 25, also taken from the 2019 Dominion Intercessory Guidelines. I pray that you have these prayers available to you. You know the instruction for this year is pray everywhere. Pray kingdom advancement prayers everywhere. So I trust that you have it in your handbag, in your place, all the places you're supposed to have it. You can take one prayer, pray it on your lunch hour. One prayer, you know, as you're traveling. One prayer, you know, as you're waiting online at the post office. Come on, let's listen. We got to take it by force this year. Come on, prayer number 25. Father, in the name of Jesus, grant every member of this church access to, we're going to say ministry. Grant every member of this ministry access to divine secrets, thereby empowering each one of us for dominion on earth. And our anchor scripture is Daniel 2:19. Then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. God will show you the secret to your business. He'll show you the secret to your career. He'll show you the secret to your turnaround. God will show you secrets. God will show you secrets. Come on, let's pray the prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, grant every member of this ministry access to divine secrets, thereby empowering each one of us for dominion on earth. Come on, let's pray that prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, grant every member of this ministry access to divine secrets, thereby empowering each one of us for dominion on earth. This is our year of dominion. This is our year of dominion. Strange things are going to happen. Things are happening. Come on, Father, in the name of Jesus, grant every member of this ministry access to divine secrets, thereby empowering each one of us for dominion on earth. Come on, pray that prayer from the depths of your heart. Father, in the name of Jesus, grant every member of this ministry access to divine secrets, thereby empowering each one of us for dominion on earth. Come on, let's drive it in the spirit now. Father, in the name of Jesus, grant every member of this ministry access to divine secrets, thereby empowering each one of us for dominion on earth. Come on, let's begin to thank him for it. Lord, we thank you for it. Mighty God, we praise you for it. King of glory, we worship you, we honor you. In Jesus' precious name, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen. Listen, before I forget, we're going to be here on Saturday morning at 7 a.m. on this call right here, okay? It's going to be just a covenant hour of prayer call. We're praying kingdom advancement prayers this Saturday morning on this right here on this line from 7 a.m. to 8 a.m., okay? So if you're available and you're up and want to join us, come on and join us. We're going to be gathering here and praying kingdom advancement prayers, 7 a.m. Set your clock, set your thing. We're taking it by force. We're taking it by force this year. We're taking it by force. Let's pray this final prayer as we close out. 34. The scripture is 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast. I love that. Unmovable. Always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Prayer number 34. Father, in the name of Jesus, grant every member of this ministry grace for steadfastness in kingdom stewardship, resulting in the release of dominion order of testimonies this year. You know, you can't serve God and not be blessed. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? You can't give yourself wholly to God and not be blessed. You want dominion kind of testimonies this year. You got to do something. Come on, let's pray the prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, grant every member of this ministry grace for steadfastness in kingdom stewardship, resulting in the release of dominion order of testimonies this year. Listen, this year is our year of dominion, a dominion order of testimonies. Come on, Father, in the name of Jesus, grant every member of this ministry grace for steadfastness in kingdom stewardship, resulting in release of dominion order of testimonies this year. Come on, let's pray it in the spirit. Lord, grant me steadfastness. Pray it personally now. Lord, grant me steadfastness. Come on. Lord, grant me steadfastness in my kingdom stewardship. Lord, grant me steadfastness. You see, you don't want to be an up and down Christian. You don't want to be an in and out. You're excited 1 minute, you're cold the next. You're up, you don't get fooled. The enemy is always at work. The devil walks around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Why do you think people have testimonies and then they don't have no more testimonies? Why? They got comfortable. They got relaxed. Oh, I've got a breakthrough. Oh, this happened, that happened. You got to stay on it. You've got to stay on it. Ask God to give you steadfastness so that you're not moving, you're not wavering, you're not shaking. Doesn't matter what it looks like. Doesn't matter what's happening, what's not happening. You are moving forward with joy, with thankfulness, with praise. You know, you're telling other people about the kingdom. You're inviting other people to the kingdom. You're sharing with others. You want that in your spirit, man. That's what brings things. That's what changes things. That's what causes transformation. Father, we thank you for it. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. If you're under the sound of my voice and you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I'd like to give you an opportunity to do so now. Saved, you're not safe, and you don't have access to anything I'm talking about. If you're under the sound of my voice, and perhaps you knew Jesus Christ, but the road got long, you got discouraged, you got distracted, Jesus loves you. He's calling you to come back home. So come. Both groups, pray this prayer with me. Dear Lord, I come to you today. You know my life. You know how I have lived. Forgive me, Lord. I repent of my sins. I accept you, Lord Jesus, as my Lord and Savior. my physician and healer, my provider, who died for me. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and live your life in me and through me. From this day forward, I belong to you. Bow your heads now as I pray with you. Father, these your children that you have brought to yourself this morning. Lord, you brought them to bless them. You brought them to give them the keys to the kingdom, the keys to their high places in life. You have great plans for them. Father, let your plans begin to manifest even now. And we thank you for it. We praise you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Welcome. You have just come home to the kingdom of our Father Almighty God. And a change has taken place within you. So now you have to do your part. You have to pray and ask God to lead you to your church home. You belong somewhere. And it will be a church that teaches and preaches the uncompromised word of faith, the word of God. It will be a church that they practice water baptism as well as the baptism of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. And when the altar call is made, feel free to go forward there and give your life publicly to Christ. If you're listening to us for the first time, someone may have invited you, but it was God who sent for you. He sent you here to bless you. He sent you here to open the eyes of your understanding. He sent you here because he has great plans, and it's time for you to take it. This is your time. You've entered into your year of dominion on the earth. This is our era of dominion, giving thanks. We welcome you. Come back, listen, take good notes. You can go back into the archives. You can download the calls. You can, it's a podcast. You can download it to your devices, re-listen to it again, go over the scriptures. Be sure, everyone, that you go to the website, hazelgoodmanministries.org, and download the prayers. We have the prayers there, 2019. I have Dominion Intercessory Prayer Guidelines. And so that you have those. Every time you guys come here, this, you know, on Thursday mornings, you need to have it. And when you come on Saturday morning at 7 a.m., make sure you have them because we're going to be praying. Amen and amen. Well, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. This is your week, man. This is your week of dominion. Mashanakaye. Every step you take from here forth is a step of dominion. Everything is working for your good. Listen, according to biblical prophecies, churches like nations, that is congregations filled with men and women of renown, shall continue to rise in these last days. And you are one of them. Listen, they will call for you. They will send for you from high places in the name of Jesus. The work that you do is blessed. Your hands are blessed. Everything you do will prosper. Everything you do will be a success. Everything you do will prosper. Everything you do will be a success. Your children shall be mighty upon the earth. God said it. He said the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. He said the seed of the righteous shall be mighty upon the earth. Listen, your generations and your generations yet unborn, because of the time that you're giving to God, because of your heart for God, the spirit that is upon you, that has you coming at 6 a.m. in the morning, that has you doing a 21-day fast, that has you seeking, that spirit is upon your seed and your seed from henceforth in the name of Jesus. Everyone under the sound of my voice in line for their miracle marriages, Almighty God is connecting you to your God-ordained spouse this month in the name of Jesus. Listen, the month is not over yet. Today's the 31st. Any good thing can happen. He or she can walk into your life in an instant, but your heart must be open. Just be expectant in the mighty name of Jesus. Everyone under the sound of my voice, believing God for the fruit of the womb, be fruitful in the name of Jesus. Be fruitful in the name of Jesus. Be fruitful in the name of Jesus. Everyone believing God for promotion. Promotion does not come from the north. It doesn't come from the south, the east, or the west. It doesn't come from the hands of your employers. Promotion cometh from the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I decree your promotions now. I decree your promotions now. Everyone under the sound of my voice, believe in God for healing. The Bible said he himself took your infirmities. He bare your sicknesses. In the name of Jesus, I decree, be healed. Be healed. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Everything is working for your good. Listen, anybody in court, no weapon formed against you will prosper. You will win your case in court. You will win your case in court. You will win your case in court. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Every tongue rising in judgment, you shall condemn. You are the head and not the tail. Listen, prosperity is the birthright. Supernatural wealth is the birthright. It's the inheritance of the believer. It's the inheritance of the tither. It's the inheritance of the offering giver. As you give your tithes and offerings, know that God is supernaturally multiplying it back to you. No man can give it to you. But listen, it doesn't matter who prayed for you. It doesn't matter who prayed for you. It doesn't matter what prophet lay hands on you. If you are not a tither, the heavens over your head will remain closed. it will be a hard heaven over your head. But when you are a tither, when you are a giver, when you are a sower into the kingdom, it's a supernatural kingdom, my friends. You're giving to the supernatural God, and he will give back to you. When you give to the poor, the Bible says you lend it unto God and he will repay. Don't eat everything you get. Don't weave everything in your hair. Come on. Don't put everything on your foot. Don't dress yourself in everything. Make a sacrifice and give. As you give, and as you give with a willing heart, and as you give consistently, God will multiply it back to you. The reason why some of you got money, but you don't have liberty. You don't really have liberty. It's because you're inconsistent. You're inconsistent. You're inconsistent. You see, these are things we need to know. But as you begin to give joyfully, give consistently, God multiplies it back to you. I decree supernatural payoffs. I decree supernatural wealth. I decree blessings coming to you. You didn't even know how it comes, but God brought it to you. In the name of Jesus, everyone under the sound of my voice, you are powerful. You are rich. You are wise. You are strong, you are honorable, you are glorious, you are blessed, and you are blessed to be a blessing. Go forth and be a blessing to your world and return with your testimony. Come on, let's say it together. I have dominion. That is my heritage in Christ. And I take dominion. That is my vow from this time onward. Congratulations. Amen and amen. Go and take it. I'll see you on Saturday morning, 7 a.m. God bless you now. Bye-bye. Oh, by the way, wait. If you came in late, the late offering basket is passing now.
If this ministry is a blessing to you, become our partner. Visit hazelgoodmanministries.com and sow your love offering. You will be richly blessed. Jesus is Lord.
I'm born to reign in life. I'm no ordinary person. I'm destined for greatness. Are you born to win? Hey, yeah. Are you born to reign in life? You are no ordinary person. You are destined for greatness. Oh, help me say, help me say.
Born to reign,
say.
Born to reign
in life. I am no
ordinary person.
Whoa.
I'm dancing for
sing it like you believe it.
Born to reign.
Born to reign
in life. I'm no ordinary person. I'm dancing for greatness.
Circumstances may come to challenge me. Situations may come just to end me. But when they turn me to the left and right, they realize that I am the light. When my brothers look at me and despise me, when my sisters stand to mock and reject me, they'll be surprised that I'm standing strong. And I tell them, look, it won't be long, 'cause I'm born to win. Yes, I am, yes, I am. I am no ordinary, ordinary
person.
No, no. Sing it like you mean to say.
Born to win.
Ooh, na, 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 wo, yo.
Born to win.